Informed, Mark Brené on CFAX 1070.
.508 as we drive home together. Let's head into the locker room. I can tell you the Grizzlies open their third round BCHL playoff series with game one and game two in Prince George tonight and tomorrow. Western Hockey League, Victoria Royals, we were just talking about them, hosting Kamloops tomorrow night. That series is tied at two, WHL. And the Canucks hosting the Dallas Stars tomorrow night. Baseball action right now in Toronto. Jays are playing Detroit as we speak, 0-0 in the fourth at the Rogers Centre. Well, they say close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, but did you know Greater Victoria has the biggest and possibly the best facility for playing horseshoes in this country? And this area has produced provincial, Canadian, and world champions in the world of tossing horseshoes. Not tomorrow, but next Saturday in Saanich. There's an event being called Horseshoe Mania, and it's for anyone who wants to learn more about tossing horseshoes. And this guy knows how. My first guest is the reigning BC men's champion in horseshoe pitching. Tom Moffat is president of the BC Horseshoe Association. Thanks for coming in, Tom.
You're welcome.
How popular is the sport of horseshoes?
Years ago, it used to be very popular. You know, it was Victoria Club probably had about 250 members, but now we're about 100 members now and 120 members, and it's starting to pick up again.
Okay, what was the reason for the decline?
Probably video games and stuff like that.
Just like anything else, yeah, right? Yeah. And what's the reason for the recent resurgence?
I think people want to get outside now and enjoy nature at the same time.
Okay, tell me about horseshoes. Where did it come from? I tried to do some research. I did the Google, and I saw a game called Quoits. Quoits. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, that's right.
Quoits?
It was that was a popular game when the Romans were around, and of course the soldiers didn't have any money. They couldn't buy the quoits, so they picked up horseshoes and started using them, and then just picked up there, and then in the Wild West down the States, it got popular too.
And that's where they've started these championships, and your son is in the...
Yes.
Yeah, and you obviously have been playing very high level as well. Okay, so you can play one-on-one, right?
Yes.
And you can also play in teams.
Yes. We have a summer league that we have with about 18 teams of four people. It's like a bowling league. And that, or you play in tournaments where you play singles and...
Okay, and what's a typical score in a game? And no, don't get me wrong, I've played, but this was when I was a kid camping, and we just kind of made up the rules as we went, right?
In a league, we all throw 50 shoes and count all the points, and then you add your handicap. But in a tournament, depending on your caliber, you could be playing to 40 points, 50 points, or if you're down the lower divisions, you play to 20 points, 25 points.
How does one get a point?
You get 3 points for a ringer and 1 point for anything within 6 inches. And we play in a tournament, you play cancellation. So
it's like curling, it cancels out?
Yeah, if you throw a ringer, I throw a ringer, they cancel out.
Gotcha. Okay. So what's a typical score in a game?
It depends who you're playing.
Let's say it's you're a high level. Let's say you're playing somebody of your level.
It could be like 40 to 35.
Which countries are the best countries? This is not an Olympic sport,
but it is
international. Yeah. Is it the U.S.?
Yeah, they're the main thing. We're second, and then there's a few little countries that play too.
Yeah, Europe or?
Great Britain, I think, has a few people play, but it's not very popular anywhere else other than North America.
Okay, you gave me this beautiful mug that says on the back, it says, life is better playing horseshoes, and this is from the Greater Victoria Horseshoe Association.
Yes.
Thank you for this. And you were telling me, so I told our audience, that we've got one of the better facilities right here in Victoria. Tell me about this facility.
Okay, this facility started in behind Welburn's Low Cost, that little park there.
Yeah.
There was two pits there in 1935. Then it moved to Beacon Hill Park and then to Hampton Park. And then when they put Little League in Hampton Park, they moved it to Glanford Park in 1971.
Okay. And it's been there for the last 50-some years?
It's been there since 71, yeah. And we have 28 horseshoe pitches with roofs and lights and a huge clubhouse to do any facility we need to do.
Fantastic. That's great. Okay. Are you looking for new members?
Always looking for new members, and that's exactly what Horseshoe Mania is all about.
Exactly, and that leads into what's happening not tomorrow, but next Saturday in Saanich. Tell us about Horseshoe Mania.
It's designed to get people that have never played before out there to see how much fun it really is. And what we do is we draw for partners. You play a really short game to 25 points, and then we draw for partners again. And you play seven different people, so you meet seven people. You play against 14 other people, and you're in.
So as far as next Saturday goes, age limit, what's the youngest you can be? Is there a cutoff?
We have children that are young as six, and we have a member in our club that's 94.
Six. How heavy are the horseshoes?
The maximum they can be is 2 pounds, 10 ounces.
Okay.
But it sounds heavy, but really it's not. Everybody plays at different distances.
Yeah. And we were discussing off air about lefty, righty, and little curves. How can you tell a good horseshoe player by the way he or she throws?
Well, there's two distinct ways to play it. Either you throw a flip or a turn. Then there's different variations of turn. There's 1 1/4, 3/4, reverse 3/4 turns, which are very tough to master. But most people, they try the flip because it's just, you just flip one complete time and it goes on.
Yeah, I think our audience couldn't picture that. I'm picturing now you're just like this and you release.
Yeah.
And it just makes one rotation, maybe two?
You want to get down to one.
Down to one. Okay. Yeah. Do you throw a bit of a curve on yours, a little bit of a slider?
No, just nice and straight. Just hit the pin and have an open shoe.
Yeah. And what are you aiming at? What are you looking at? Are you actually looking at that pin?
I'm looking at the pin about maybe 2 inches up from the ground.
Okay. And where's the best place to hit the pin? Up high or
No, about 2 inches from the ground, yeah.
Interesting. And what's it called when you get a strike if we're bowling?
Well, it's a ringer.
It's a ringer.
A ringer. And if you call two ringers, we call it a six-pack.
Speaking of six-pack, does that go hand-in-hand like it does sometimes in bowling and in curling?
Yeah. They have a few drinks after people.
Excellent. Okay, so this is next Saturday at the BC,
Greater Victoria Horseshoe Pitching Association.
Okay, can you give the address?
It's 620 Kenneth Street. It's basically Glanford Park on Glanford Road, the soccer field. We're right behind.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good luck with this, not tomorrow, but next Saturday. Happy horseshoeing.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Tom Offit is president of the BC Horseshoe Association. Do you want to do the giveaway now, Maddie? Are you prepared for it? Want to do it? Okay. In my hands, I've got a pair of tickets to give to someone who likes to laugh. It's a pair of ducats to see comedian Jim Gaffigan next month at the Save on Foods Memorial Center. As I like to say, laugh again with Gaffigan. Here's a sample of Jim's work.
You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is. And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community. You don't want this baked potato? Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal.
Jim Gaffigan, April 12th at the Save on Foods. That's a Friday. Caller number 7, 2 tickets to see Jim Gaffigan, 250-386-1161 or *1070 hands-free. Please keep in mind, Maddie's going to do his traffic. I see the lines are totally lit up right now. Give us a second. Matt's going to do the traffic, then he'll get to your calls. 516.